بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
والذاريات ذروا.
By the winds which scatter dust.
فالحاملات وقرا.
Which carry clouds laden with water.
فالجاريات يسرا.
Which then smoothly speed along.
فالمقسمات أمرا.
And execute the great task of apportioning rainfall.
إنما توعدون لصادق.
Surely, what you are being warned against is true.
وإن الدين لواقع.
And the judgment shall doubtlessly take place.
Surely, what you are being warned against is true. And the judgment shall doubtlessly take place. This is the point which is being emphasized by stating it on oath. Here, attention is especially drawn to the exquisitely ordered and wonderfully functioning phenomenon of rainfall. This system and the wisdom and the beneficence underlying it are for anyone to see. All this establishes that this world is not an aimless and absurd playhouse. That it is not the stage of a senseless drama being randomly played out over millions of years. On the contrary, it is an immaculate system permeated with wisdom of the highest order, a system through which everything is tied with a purpose and is accompanied by beneficent considerations. Is it at all conceivable, then, that man who is living under such a system will first be endowed with authority on earth and then not to be called to account for the use he has made of that authority?
وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ.
By the heaven with its numerous forms.
إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ.
Surely, you are at variance about the hereafter.
Just as the clouds and the various galaxies in the sky vary in their shape and form, so do the views of people about the hereafter, each being vastly different from the other. This difference of views is, in itself, an evidence of the fact that the opinions man has formed about his own and the world's end, independently of God's revelation and prophecy, are not rooted in true knowledge. For had there been direct access to true knowledge, there would have been no occasion for the rise of numerous and mutually contradictory opinions to emerge.
Though only those who are averse to the truth will turn away from believing in it. Doomed are the conjecturers.
الذين هم في غمرة ساهون.
Who are steeped in ignorance and heedlessness.
Being devoid of true knowledge and basing themselves merely on conjecture, the unbelievers are unwittingly heading towards a calamitous end. For, if one's ideas regarding the hereafter are flawed, any path that one takes is bound to lead to one's doom.
يسألون أيان يوم الدين.
They ask, when will the day of judgment be?
يومهم على النار يفتنون.
It will be the day when they shall be scourged by the fire.
ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون.
And be told, taste your ordeal. This is what you were seeking to hasten.
The unbelievers inquired, when will the day of judgment be? The question itself is suggestive of another query. If the day of judgment is bound to visit us, why is it not visiting us straight away? We have denied the possibility of its occurrence, so why is it not visiting us with all the horrors that are said to be a part of it?
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ.
As for the God-fearing, they shall be in the midst of gardens and fountains.
آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين.
joyously receiving what their Lord will have granted them. Verily, they did good works before the coming of this day.
كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون.
They used to sleep but little by night.
وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون.
And would ask forgiveness at dawn.
وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم.
And in their wealth there was a rightful share for him who would ask and for the destitute.
This describes the believers. Their behavior has a twofold characteristic. On the one hand, they recognize the claims of their Lord against them. On the other hand, they fully realize that whatever has been bestowed upon them by God, whether little or much, does not simply belong to them and their family. Instead, they feel that the needy too have a rightful claim on their wealth.
وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ
There are many signs on earth for those of sure faith.
وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ
And also in your own selves, do you not see?
وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ
And in heaven is your provision and also what you are being promised.
The word heaven here denotes the higher realm, and provision means all that is given to man to enable him to live and function in the world. As for the words, what you are being promised, they refer to the resurrection, the gathering, the unfolding of the scrolls, the accounting, the reward and punishment, and heaven and hell. These things, according to all heavenly scriptures, and finally according to the Quran, are bound to take place. The present verse thus tells us that the decision regarding the provision we receive in the world is made on the higher realm. Likewise, the decision as to when a person should be recalled to render an account of his deeds to God is also made in the same realm.
فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ
So by the Lord of the heaven and the earth, this is certainly true as the fact of your speaking.